Okay, we're going to get started. I'm assuming we'll get some more people as we get closer to like 9:15, but we're going to get started. So thank you guys for being here this morning for, I was trying to figure out last night which annual meeting this was. I don't know. It's probably like the fifth or sixth one that we've done. We started doing them just for the sixth graders that were coming up. We did it after church, and it didn't seem to work very good. And then we started thinking about all the kids that come in throughout the year that if they're not here at that meeting in sixth grade, then they don't really know what we do in youth ministry. So then we started doing it ministry-wide, and it seems to work a little bit better. So I really appreciate everybody being here, skipping your ABFs. Jason, I'm sure you had to find somebody to teach your ABF. So anyways, no? Oh, you're going to go teach it? Oh, yeah, because they don't start till 9:30. So, okay. Well, I'll get to the good information, I guess, as fast as I can. So anyway, so it's the main reasons we do this meeting is so you guys can know who's in the ministry, so like the other kids can see who's in the ministry, the adults that are in the ministry, which I'll talk about that here in a minute, but a lot of them are actually not here for various different reasons. And then so I can talk about events that are coming up, like especially the big ones like VBA and camp coming up over the next couple of months. And then just talk about some of the things that we're doing in the ministry. There's a couple of changes coming this year that I want to talk about. And so, so that's kind of why we do the meeting and who we are. So we have everybody from sixth grade all the way up through 12th grade, incoming sixth graders all the way up through graduating seniors are part of our ministry. And so we promote 2 weeks after Church in the Park. So all the incoming sixth graders, even though you guys are in here now, you won't actually be part of the class until June 15th this year. That's promotion Sunday. That's the week after the shield ceremony. And so that's what we'll be promoting. But we meet on Sunday mornings, usually in the South Trailer, and Wednesday nights, same place. The name of our ministry is You Grow, which comes from youth group. But also it's what we want the students to do, and the adults for that matter, while they're in the class. And our theme verse is Ephesians 4:14-15, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And so that's our theme. We had a camp, in 2020, we had to cancel our summer camp, and we went with a fall retreat that year, and it was called Anchored, and this was our theme verse, and it really stuck after that as our ministry theme verse, because that is what we desire. As students come in, most of them are 11, 12 years old when they come into our ministry, and by the time they're out, they're 18 and they're graduating high school, and many of them are moving out, going to college, or whatever they're doing, and they're adults at that point. And so when we get them, they are children, and our desire is that, you know, when they leave your house and when they leave our ministry, that they're not tossed to and fro, and that they have a solid foundation that they can stand on, biblically speaking. And so that's our desire. That's why we call it You Grow, and that's our theme verse on why we do what we do. And so our team, I do this every year. I introduce our team, and for the most part, it doesn't change. But this year, it is changing a little bit. My wife and I, which she is at work, so she is not here. She told me last night when we got home from King's Mighty Men, she's like, I have to go to work in the morning. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, we have our meeting tomorrow. And she's like, I know. But she's on call, and that's what happens. So she's not here. But my wife, Brenda, I think all of you guys know us. We've been in the ministry since 2017, and and so we lead the ministry, and as of this year, so Nick and Kendra, did you guys join us in 2019 or 2020? I know you were at the retreat in 2020. Okay, they don't remember, I don't either, it's been a long time, but they've been around since 2019 or 2020. And they definitely were at that retreat in 2020 that I was talking about a minute ago. So they've been part of the ministry for a long time. But as of September of this year, Nick and Kendra are going to take over leading the junior high. So we've kicked around and tried to do dividing the ministry up into junior high and high school for a while. And it's something that needs to happen for for a variety of different reasons, which I'll go over in a little bit. But as of September, they're going to be taking over the junior high side of the ministry. And so we'll all still be one ministry. We'll still do some things together. So we're not, you know, like trying to separate everything out. But it's time to divide and so we can, you know, each side of the ministry can get kind of what they need individually. Because as you parents know, 11 and 12-year-old kids are different than 18-year-old kids. And the things that they need and the ways that you can teach and the things that you can do are different. And so it's difficult to do all of those kids in one class. And so in September, we're going to go back to being divided into two different classes. And then our service team, so this is just what we call all of our other adult leaders. These adult leaders help anytime from, you know, once a month on Sunday mornings, or maybe they come out on Wednesday nights. And so our list here is Cody and Taylor, which I was told they were not going to be here, but they are. Taylor is here. And Cody and Taylor have been out there since they came to camp with us in 2023, I think, the first time. 22? Okay, 2022. And they've been around the ministry since then. They're out there with us typically on Wednesday nights. And so they've been involved for a few years. Phil and Meredith, you guys came to that 2020 retreat also, I think, didn't you? Were you not at that retreat? You guys were there. Huh? Oh, yeah, Chris and Abby were at that one. Okay, but Phil and Meredith have been around for you've been to camp 3 years in a row now? Yeah. Okay, so I probably should have wrote some of these dates down along the way, but everyone's kind of been around for a little while. And then Caleb, he's actually in Iola this morning. Him and Brenton went down to Tony Godfrey's church to scope out some things. So he's not here this morning. But Caleb's been with us for about a year and a half now. And then Jordan Fox is going to be joining us coming up this summer sometime. So she'll be part of the ministry as well. Next, we've got our sixth graders. So we have, I think all of our sixth graders, except for one, already have an older sibling or a parent that's involved in our ministry. So some of this is maybe not super necessary, but it's always good to go over because it is a change for parents and for the students. We don't do check-in. We don't do stickers, you know, for the junior high kids or the high school kids. You don't drop them off at class. I always tell parents, you're welcome to drop them off. We're fine with it. But they're probably not going to be super fine with it if you want to drop them off. So that's between you and them. But we don't do drop off. We don't do pickup. As soon as I pray and release them at 10:15, by the time I grab my Bible and turn the lights off, everyone's usually out the door. If you're looking for them, you can usually find them in the kitchen. Or now that the weather's nice, you can find the boys out playing basketball usually. But we don't have you come pick them up or anything like that. So they're kind of free once our class is over. And they're part of worship service, which, you know, they haven't been up until sixth grade. And so those are just kind of some changes. Like I said, I don't think we have anybody that is not familiar with that process because I think all of our kids have older siblings or parents that are in our ministry. So I'll kind of graze over that one quickly this time. But ministry involvement, so that is another thing that is different from Mighty Warriors and below. When kids are in elementary school, we don't typically let them do ministry. Obviously, we want them involved in things, but usually the ministries that they're involved in are for them, not so much for them to serve in. But once they get to middle school and high school, you know, we look for, or we want them to look for opportunities where they can get plugged in. And so there's a bunch of different ways that we can do that. Word First is a ministry that, you know, kids can get involved in. Bob's always looking for people to help put Bibles together. That is something that I think we're going to try to do as soon as they're done with this Sierra Leone Bible project that they've been working on. I want to get the kids out there, get a group out there on a weekend, and put together some Bibles for UGrow with our logo on it, and that we can give to, you know, first-time guests in our ministry, and so that we can use in the classroom. So I want to put together maybe 50 Bibles or something like that that we can have. So this, I would, you know, welcome all the students to come out when we do that. I'm hoping maybe this fall or this winter, once they're done with everything on the project that they're working on, and can squeeze us in for that, we can help them out with that. The AV booth, we have several kids who have been or are currently in the AV booth serving. There's other ministries that, you know, may be able to use them, but the AV booth is a good place to start. They need kids that are interested in, you know, audiovisual stuff, and kids are usually pretty good with technology, and so they can be helpful up there. Talk to myself first, and then Ron and Caleb run that ministry, and so we'd want to talk to them as well. But door greeters, this is not something we've ever had a student that volunteered to be a door greeter, but I still think, I put it on here every year because I think it would be cool if we had a student or some students that wanted to greet at the door, and when a, you know, when a teenager or a child comes in, I think it would be nice for them to see a face that is their age or somebody that, you know, is roughly their age that can welcome them, maybe show them where the classes are and things like that. And so if any students want to get involved in that, come talk to me. I'm sure they would love to have you in the greeter ministry. Events, we do tons of events. We'll talk about some of those. We try to do monthly events at least once a month for the junior high and once a month for the senior high. And sometimes we do more than that. Sometimes we miss a month here and there. But we try to do monthly events. We want students involved in that. And I look at that kind of as a ministry because one of the main reasons we do events is so that people can invite their friends and maybe friends that wouldn't come to church or wouldn't come to, you know, a church service at 9 a.m. They don't want to get up early on a Sunday or whatever. Maybe they would come to a youth event. And so that is a way that students can outreach and invite their friends without maybe the pressure of having to, you know, completely share the gospel with them or answer a bunch of questions about the Bible. Maybe they, you know, can just invite them and then we can help them with that. And so events is another way that they can get involved in serving and in ministry. The next one is somewhat ministry related as well. It's discipleship. So we have two different options for discipleship for students. Typically, if they're in junior high, we use this Get a Life. This is from the old Kansas City Baptist Temple days. But it's a student discipleship. And so a lot of our kids have... Raise your hand if you've been through Get a Life. One, two... Well, Brendan's almost done. Okay, so only three of you guys? Four of you guys? Okay. So we've had a handful of guys that have gone through it. Typically, if they're in junior high, we do Get a Life. Even if they're in high school, sometimes we'll start with Get a Life. And then, of course, we have the adult discipleship one lessons, usually like sophomore year or around that time frame. We would start with D1. But those are that's another way that you know students can get involved. It works. Get a Life and D1 work very similarly as far as, you know, we assign them an adult that takes them through the discipleship lessons, just like you parents that have been through discipleship. You know, it's a one-on-one. They try to meet once a week. You know, school schedules and work schedules is always difficult to, you know, work around. But we try to have them meet once a week. And it's just a chance for them to have a relationship with another adult in the church and one that they can, you know, grow, ask questions maybe that they wouldn't ask normally on a Sunday morning or something like that. And so so that Get a Life program is designed for students specifically. So that's another thing that we offer and encourage students to get involved in. Another ministry involvement opportunity that we have is the ONG prayer team. And so we meet on the second Wednesday of each month, right after Wednesday night service for about, you know, 15 minutes maybe. I know after service is a little difficult sometimes just because, you know, we need to get out of here because it's 8:30 or it's 8:15 on a Wednesday night and we got school the next day and all those things. But the second Wednesday of each month, we try to do a kind of a brief meeting of the updating on what's going on with the ONGs and Living Faith Saigon, the church plant that they have there in Saigon. And so we pray for them. It's mostly student-led, or not student-led, it's mostly student participation. But parents are welcome if you want to come out there and be part of it, you can. We started doing that, I think, 3 years ago at a vision conference. And so we've been praying for them for quite a while. And so it's cool to see the updates that they send and the things that God's doing there in Vietnam. So we do that once a month. And then events, I talked about this a little bit already, but the goal of the events, number one is that we want them to be fun. So, you know, we try to do things that the students enjoy. We try to mix up the kinds of events that we do. We do, you know, we'll do game nights or movie nights at my house or the Laverne's house and, you know, just hang out, have some snacks, watch a movie or play some games. Especially now that the weather is getting nice, we'll be doing those throughout the summer. You know, sometimes we'll go to, we went to a Royals game with the high school students a couple weekends ago, or was that was last weekend? 2 weekends ago? I don't know. Yeah, yesterday. Wasn't yesterday. But anyway, we'll do Royals games, we do Breakthrough, we do, you know, we've done escape rooms, we've done various different kinds of events, but we want it to be fun, and we want the students to, you know, want to come to the events, and so we do look for them to try to be fun things. We want them to have fellowship with each other. That's, you know, one of the main goals. If you've been in a high school youth group or junior high youth group, the bonds and the relationships that you form with the other students in that, most of the time don't happen on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night. Those usually happen, you know, at a camp, at a retreat, at an event, you know, time outside of the classroom where you're just hanging out, you're goofing around. Those are the times that you know, those relationships are formed or are, you know, strengthened. And so it's important to do them for those reasons. And then, like I said before, friends, you know, we have people that, you know, wouldn't let their kids come to a church service, or that they wouldn't want to attend a church service, or they don't, you know, if they don't know anybody and except for the one person that they're coming with, maybe they wouldn't want to attend a church service. But an event, you know, okay, they'll go to a Royals game, or they'll, you know, come to someone's house and hang out and play games or whatever. And so it's a really good opportunity to invite people. As I mentioned, over the last few months, we've been trying to do more of the junior high and high school separate events. And we try to, you know, mix those in. Our plan right now is probably two or three events a year will be combined. So obviously, like Vacation Bible School, camp, and, you know, maybe like one other big event each year. We do a Friendsgiving in November, maybe that event or our Christmas event, something like that. We'll do combined probably so that, you know, the kids can still get together with everybody. But for the most part, we'll try and do events separate. Just sometimes it's hard for kids to bring, you know, their friends if they know that their little brother is going to be there or their little sister is going to be there. And so it's easier to bring them, you know, maybe if it's just older kids or just younger kids. And so we're trying to do a better job about doing separate events for those. And then we try to mix in events that cost money and events that are free. I try to always remind people. So as of this year, I will have both of my children in the ministry. And so every event that we do that costs money, I pay for it four times. And so I get the cost, and I want to try to keep the cost as low as we can. I don't like doing events that cost a bunch of money because I have to pay times four of those. And a lot of our people have multiple kids in our ministry, and so we try to make it, you know, reasonable cost-wise. And so we try to mix in some of those, you know, game days where, you know, you don't really have to do anything. It doesn't cost anything, along with a few other events maybe that are, you know, 20 or 30 bucks a piece or something like that. So we try to mix those in just because I know it's a difficult financially sometimes to make those things work. And so we want to make everything as accessible as we can. So we try to do our best with that. VBA, Vacation Bible Academy, started a couple years ago. Honestly, I did not think that it would take off the way that it has. I wasn't sure how much junior high and high school students wanted to be part of Vacation Bible School and have their own thing. But over the 3 years that we've done it, it's just blown up. Last year we had 51 students, junior high and high school students, sign up for VBA. I think the regular, like the elementary school kids, had 71, and we had 51 in ours. And so, you know, we're almost half of the Vacation Bible School at this church is junior high and high school students last year. And so I was wrong about the way the fact that it was going to blow up the way that it did. And so we're going to keep doing it. As long as people are coming and they're bringing friends, like, and we can share the gospel with those friends, we're going to keep doing it as long as people keep showing up. And so this is one of, you know, this is a big free event. It doesn't cost anything except some of your time. It's July 14th through the 18th. The registration is up on the website, has been for a couple weeks now. So if you haven't registered yet, go on and register. I think you have to register by the end of June to get to, like, be guaranteed a T-shirt. So we do all the same, not all the same. We do a lot of the same things that the younger kids do. They'll get a bag with, you know, a T-shirt and all the little, whatever the little, you know, goodie bags are. The kids will get those. We have a rotation. We do teaching. We do a snack, and we do games. We do all of that on our own out in the trailers. We don't come in and rotate through the stations that the younger kids have. We do everything on our own outside. And so, you know, the only thing we do combine with, I guess, is the closing assembly. We do come in here for the closing assembly, so we're part of that. and then students get picked up, you know, just like the other kids do at the end of that. But yeah, it's, I mean, I still just can't believe how many kids show up and want to be a part of that. It is open to junior high and high school students. I will say that high school students, if they want to be a group guide or participate with the younger kids in some way, they can. If a junior high student wants to do that, unfortunately, their only option, if they want to be part of VBS, is to be with us for VBA. Once you get into high school, you can help with something else with VBS. But if you're in junior high, you have to be part of what we do. So that's kind of what's going on. If any of the high school students want to help with the singing or dancing or whatever, get with Mitch and Jody, I think, or Chris and Lauren. Mitch and Jody, okay. Get with them. If you want to help with a group guide or you want to be part of the games or the snacks or something like that, get with Chris and Lauren, and they can get you connected on that. If you're part of junior high, just have your parents sign you up on the website, and so we can make sure that we have, you know, all the group guides and everything ready to go whenever that time comes. So that'll be coming up. I mean, every year it like sneaks up on us, but that's like two and a half months away, not even. So it'll be here before we know it. Camp. Camp is always the it's the biggest event that we do. It's not really even an event. It's the biggest thing that we do as a ministry. Everything we do kind of revolves around camp. Everything that we are, you know, the ways that we try to get students engaged throughout the year is, you know, we're trying to build up to this big event at the end of the summer, and we, you know, we're trying to get them to bring their friends. Every you know, every time we talk about it, we're like, hey, make sure you invite your friends. Make sure you get signed up, all of those things. It is life-changing. If you've been to a camp as an adult at this church, or if you've been to one as a student when you were younger, I still have memories from junior high and high school camps and retreats that we did as a ministry whenever I was in high school. I met my wife at our youth group in high school. And so, you know, camp is a life-changing experience. And we are going to a camp called Life Change. It is the place we've been. We went last year, and we went, I think, 3 years ago as well. But the dates are August 4th through the 8th. So we pick that week every year for a couple of reasons. We go with MCBC, Maple City up in Monmouth. We've gone with them since 2021. And that week works for them. And the reason it works good for them and for us, that's dead week for the state of Missouri and the state of Illinois. And so there's not supposed to be any school events or sporting events that are through the school district during that week. We have had some conflicts with the Harrisonville band and the cheer leading team that for some reason schedule them on that week. So if you're going into high school and you go to Harrisonville and you're in band, which includes my oldest son, it is the same week as their marching band camp. But my son will be going to camp, and hopefully everybody else can come to camp. It is what it is, but that week should be a dead week for everybody. And so that's one of the reasons that we do it then. Plus, you know, when they get back, you know, they're in the second week of August. School usually starts within a couple weeks, and we hope that they are still excited about what happened at camp. And, you know, when they get back to school and they're talking about what they did that summer, maybe one of the things they can talk about is the fact that they went to their church camp, and maybe they have an opportunity to, you know, talk to people about what God did at camp. Maybe they got saved. Maybe they got baptized when they got back. Maybe, you know, they just made a decision to, you know, serve the Lord in some way. Maybe they decided they're going to start reading their Bible for real, or maybe they're going to get involved in discipleship or whatever it is. A lot of students make decisions at camp, and we want them to bring that back to their home life and you know, have that excitement, you know, go through other areas of their life. And so as they come back and they get back into school, you know, we want that to kind of be an exciting time that they can continue to talk about. The cost is going to be $250. That's the same as it was last year. This is one of those other things that I always kind of give disclaimer on. I know $250 is a lot. As I mentioned before, I have 4 people in this ministry. I have to pay for everything else, so it's $1,000 for me this year. Nick and Kendra are in the same boat. They've got a $1,000 bill coming up. So I get that it is a lot, but it is life-changing. I mean, I would pay $1,000 to go every year because every year somebody gets saved, somebody makes a decision to do something with their life for the Lord, and it's worth it. If you go on a missions trip to pretty much anywhere, it's going to be $1,000 or more. Unless you go to Monmouth in the fall, and it's only like $50. But other than that, you go anywhere else, it's going to cost you $1,000 pretty much or more. And so it is a worthy way to spend your money. I've always also told people, please do not let cost keep your student from going to camp. We have people in this church that have and will pay for students to go. They don't have to know your situation. If you come to me and say, hey, I need some help, I want my kids to go to camp, but I can't pay for it. I'm not going to blast your name out there and say so-and-so needs help. I'm just going to tell the church, hey, we need some help. Can somebody give? And we'll work it out. So don't let that stop you from sending your kid to camp. We also have options for making payments. You don't have to pay, $250 or $500 the day we leave. You can break it up. You can start paying it now. You can make payments from now to the end of the year if you want. I don't care how you do it. We are super flexible, and we never want cost to stop kids from going to camp. So if that is a problem, please talk to me. Registration should be open by the beginning of June, and so we'll start promoting it really heavily then. And so, obviously sign up as soon as you can so we know, shirts, and we can make sure we have the right number of adults and all those kinds of things. Our camp speaker this year, his name's Corey Howell. He is the youth pastor up at Tom Gang's Church in Jackson, Ohio. And our theme is going to be sent. So we're going to be talking about evangelism. And we're going to talk about how do you evangelize to people around you. As a student, how can you have these kinds of conversations? Obviously, we know that is our command as Christians. If you're saved, you should be telling other people. We know that. But what does that look like? How do I do that? How can I start a conversation with somebody? Why should I do that? And so we're going to talk about that at camp. I had a Zoom meeting with Corey and Bo, who's the youth pastor up at Maple City, a couple weeks ago. And Corey was already laying out like what his plan is for the morning sessions and the evening sessions. He's already got his brains just going. And so he's, he's getting ready to go to camp. And so it was exciting for me to just see his energy and his excitement about what he's going to be talking about. And so the theme is sent, and it's going to be based on evangelism and the fact that we are sent to, our schools, our jobs, wherever the kids interact with people, 4-H. So that is summer camp. So registration should be open here in a couple of weeks. And I'll promote that more as the time gets closer. But kids always want to know when camp is. Okay, teaching series. So we've been going through the Bible since like last September. We've been doing a book a week. And we'll finish the Old Testament here in a couple of weeks. We just have a few weeks left of that. And so this summer, starting on Promotion Sunday, we're going to do a new teaching series called Seen and Heard. We'll be doing that on Sunday mornings. And we'll be talking about issues that teens face. And so what I have done is Vision Conference this year, Vinny Nigro was up here. I think it was in one of the evening sessions in here. Maybe in a day session. I don't remember. But he was talking about the importance of knowing your field. And our theme was plow the field. And so he was talking about Kosovo. And he's like, it's really important to know, what's the religious situation in Kosovo, and what are the people like? What's the culture like? How do we, as American missionaries to Kosovo, are we going to minister to these people? And how, when we share the gospel with them, what kinds of questions might they have? And those kinds of things. But he said, you have to know your field. And you could tell Vinny knew his field. He knew what he was talking about. He knew the things that the people in Kosovo are dealing with and how to address those things. And it just really hit me. I mean, I've been in this ministry since 2017, and I know all the students. I try to have a relationship with every single one of them, and I try to talk to them about what's going on in their life and what sports they're playing and what school activities they have and all those kinds of things. And I can answer a lot of questions about each one of the students. I know some information about them. But what I realized when he said we need to know our field is I don't know everything I can guess. Some of the things that the teens are struggling with or the things that they face at school and things like that. But I don't know what each person is dealing with individually all the time. Sometimes I have information, but sometimes I don't know. And so I put together a questionnaire. I put it together as a Google form. I was going to do it as a handout. And Brenda's like, no, don't do a handout because then it can't be anonymous. And you know, a student walks up and hands me their paper. I'm going to know that they're the one that filled it out, you know, or whatever. And so I put together a Google form. I'm going to send the QR code out for it and the link for it this afternoon. And the reason I don't have it today, it's ready to go. But I really wanted to talk to the parents first because it's gonna take 5 to 10 minutes. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out form. But I've got a list of things that, you know, teens might face or struggle with, like, you know, self-confidence, anxiety, depression, bullying, pornography, social media, like whatever the thing. I've got a list of like maybe 10 or 15 things. And then I've got, you know, they can check if you've done like a job application, you know, like somewhat or struggle a lot with this, struggle a little bit, don't really struggle with it. It's not really an issue, or it's never been an issue, or I don't struggle with this at all. And so they can kind of choose, you know, they can kind of rank it. But it's the Google form will be submitted totally anonymously. I don't want them to put their name on it. There's not a place for them to put their name on it. The point of that form is not to, you know, judge or like, you know, address the issue one-on-one with this person. I'm not going to try to come to somebody and say, hey, I noticed you checked you're dealing with anxiety. Like, let's talk about that. That's not the point. But what I want to do is over the course of the summer, starting in June, probably up until the time we leave for camp, and maybe even a little longer, depending on, you know, how the responses come back. I want to go through the Bible and show, you know, how to deal with some of these things. And I'm not an expert on, you know, I'm not a trained psychologist. I don't have a license for that. But I just want to open up the Bible and see what it has to say about some of these things and how students can deal with the things that they're facing. And so what I'm going to do with I'll send the QR code, the link to the parents only, because on heavy issues like that, I do not want to circumvent the parents at all. I don't want to say, hey, kids, fill this out. Don't talk to your parents about it. You know, I want the parents to be involved in this process. But what I would ask from the parents is, I would prefer that you send the link to your student. This is what I'm going to do with my own children. I'm going to send the link to both of my kids. I'm going to let them fill it out. I'm not going to sit there with them and fill it out. I'm not going to, you know, ask them about each of these questions and make them tell me before they check the box. I want them to be honest about the answers to these questions without feeling like dad's going to sit here and talk to me for an hour about each one of the things that I check. I want them to be able to freely answer the questions how they want so that I, as the ministry head, the one that's going to be teaching these things, I want an honest, you know, information about what the students are facing. Maybe none of them are dealing with bullying. Maybe none of them are dealing with, you know, vaping and drugs and alcohol use at school. Maybe none of them are dealing with those things. But I want to know like an honest assessment of where the students are at. And then maybe after the students have submitted the form, you know, feel free to ask them questions. I don't want you to not be involved in it. But after they've submitted it, hey, is there anything that you want to talk about that you filled out on that questionnaire? This weekend we had King's Mighty Men. And so we slept out in tents out, you know, down here by the river or by the creek. And we talked a lot about, you know, asking the hard questions and having conversations as fathers with our sons. And, you know, how do we interact with them and how do we communicate the things that they're going through and all these kinds of things. And it's hard to ask the hard questions, partially because it's awkward for the parents, partially because it's really awkward for the kids. You don't want to talk to your parents about those things. I get all of that. I was a teenager. I am a parent of teenagers now, or a teenager currently. So I know that can be difficult. But my goal is that if it helps open conversations between you and your kid, and it's an opportunity for me to go through the Bible and you to go through the Bible with them and help them to deal with the things that they're facing, I think it's just an easy way, or the easiest way, to get an honest answer about what things they might be struggling with. And so, students, I know it's going to be a little bit weird for you to be answering questions about these topics. But again, it's anonymous, and it's not for us to judge you. It's really just for us to be able to go through the Bible. And because if all of you guys check, hey, we're all dealing with anxiety. Well, great. Then I know that we need to spend some time talking about that. Or we're all dealing with pornography. Okay, well, let me spend some time talking about that, or whatever the thing is. And there's several different things on there. So, anyways, that's my hope for this, is that we can send this out, that you'll maybe sit down and talk to your kid and let them know that, you know, hey, I don't need to see everything that you're doing, all the answers you're selecting. Just fill it out, and then if you want to talk to me, I'm here. Those kinds of things. And so I'll send it out this afternoon. I'm going to send a link or a attachment with all the slides from this morning, so you kind of know what's going on, and it'll have the link for the Google form. And I think that'll be the easiest way to get the information without having to do it, you know, face-to-face with each student. So if any of you guys have questions about that, or you're like, I do not want my kid to participate in that, then don't give them the link. And I'm okay with that. That's your choice as parents. I'm not here to tell you, you know, how to parent your children. I just want to be able to teach them based on the things that they're actually struggling with, and some things that are applicational. Because the Word of God should be applicational in our lives. We should be able to go to it for the answers to things that we're dealing with in life. And so so that's my desire with that. That's the next teaching series. I would ask that you submit those, or have your students submit those, before Church in the Park, which is the first week of June. So it gives you almost a month to think about it. Maybe you look at the form and you're like, okay, I don't really want to answer these right now. I'll think about it for a few days, then I'll come back and I'll submit the form later. But if you have it done by the first, that'll give me a couple weeks to, you know, get ready, because I'll be working on getting ready to talk about these things. But I can only get ready for the things that, you know, are answers to the questions. So anyways, if you can have them done by the first week of June, that would be great. One last thing about this. Every time that I teach in the youth, it's recorded. I'm recording this right now. It goes on the church website. Anybody can listen to it. You're more than welcome to listen to the audio of any of the classes that I teach, but including these upcoming topic. You know, maybe it's a way for you to have a conversation with your student. Hey, I listened to that, what Luke was talking about with this X, Y, and Z thing. I know you said you struggled with that. You know, how was that? How did that go? Did you feel like it was helpful? You know, was Luke way off base? You know, whatever. Like, feel free to listen to those. You know, we record them for several different reasons, but one of them is so you guys can know what's going on in the ministry. If you want to listen, you may hear a bunch of me telling the kids to sit down or put that away or put your phone away. You know, like, you may have to skip forward past some of the times of me just talking to the students instead of teaching, but they're all recorded, and we put it all on the website. It's on podcast too, if you want to listen to it there. So feel free to be involved in that as much as you would like to. Okay, so that was kind of like a heavy topic, I guess, or a heavy upcoming thing that we're working on. So let's end a little bit with fun. Some events that we have coming up. So in a couple of weeks, on the 23rd, we're going to have a junior high event at the Laverne's. That'll be a game night of some kind. And then the next week, a high school event at my house. And so we'll have addresses and all that for you guys. I'll send them out in my weekly updates. If you do not get my weekly updates, please come see me after this, and I'll add your email to the list. I send out an update every Friday or every other Friday, or on the rare occasion once a month on Fridays if I don't get to it before then. I try to send them out every week, but I don't always do it. But it really is the only way that I can accurately communicate with parents, is by email, other than like this class. Because as you guys know, telling a student about an event and then having them relay that to you is like playing the game of telephone, and you're going to get the dates wrong. You're going to have, it's the wrong event on the wrong month. All they heard is that we're going to Topgolf and they just want to go. They don't know how much it is, when it is, or anything about it. They just know they want to do it. So I communicate through email with all of you guys on a weekly or biweekly basis. So if you're not getting those, please come talk to me. I will update my stuff, because I want to make sure everybody gets the information that we're doing. Church in the Park, that's June 1st. There's no services here at all. No ABFs, no youth at all that morning. It's just at the park, assuming that it doesn't rain. But we won't have class that day, even if it does rain. We'll just be here for the main service. Shield ceremony. All my incoming sixth graders, a couple of them are over here. Shield ceremony is on the 8th. Promotion Sunday is the next week. So that also goes if you have younger kids in the E-Wing. They may be moving up a class, because that's the Sunday that we'll promote. June events, I'll have those coming shortly. VBA camp, we already talked about those. Okay, thank you for your support of the ministry. Like I said, we've been doing this for a while. I've heard a lot of horror stories of, you know, youth pastors and churches that have to deal with difficult parents and things like that. I really do feel like we're blessed in that we've had difficult situations from time to time, but it's impossible to do youth ministry without parents. You guys are picking people up. You're dropping them off. I know sometimes it's like, hey, we'll be back from the event sometime between 9 and 11:30 at night. You know, so just we'll text you when we head that way. Like, drop what you're doing and come pick your kid up. I know that can be difficult. Just bringing them to class and things like that, getting them here for Sunday morning service, Wednesday nights. I know it can be a lot. So I'm appreciative. We do truly love all of your kids, and we do love. I mean, I would not do youth ministry if I didn't love hanging out with the kids. I really never thought I would hang out with junior high and high school kids like 24/7. But it seems like there's always one of. I mean, I got two of them at my house now, but they're all around all the time. And I can't remember where I was a couple weeks ago. I was hanging out with my parents, and we were around some kids. Jackson Eamer, where were we? Oh, we were at band. We were at the band concert at the high school for Jackson at his last band concert. And we were there, and like afterwards, you know, my kids are coming up talking to us and stuff. And like we're walking out in the parking lot, my parents are like, I've not ever hung out with this many like high school, junior high and high school kids. Like there's just a lot of them all over the place. And they were just kind of like stressed out about it. And me and Brenda are like, what? We only talked to a few of them. Like there wasn't a lot going on. Like this was pretty chill and as far as like involvement with, you know, high school, junior high and high school kids. And, you know, we just kind of realized like, oh, we just do this all the time, and it really is not a big thing for us. And so we enjoy doing it. All the adults in the ministry, I think I can speak for all of them. They enjoy doing it. That's why they're part of it. And so thank you guys for allowing us to minister to them. Thank you for bringing them to things. Thank you for just making it easy on us. I certainly do welcome any comments or questions, critiques that you might have. I don't mean to say that you guys never have any, but it's pretty light. It's pretty easy to work with your kids. It's pretty easy to work with you guys. And so I'm appreciative of that. And I thank everybody for being here. I'm going to pray. And then we have about 15 minutes until 10 o'clock when people start flooding in. So if anybody has any questions, I'm available. Nick and Kendra are available. Phil and Meredith are here. Taylor's over there. If you want to talk to any of us about anything, feel free to do that. Or feel free to get some coffee quietly because Passpoint just started. Jason's probably just got them open in their Bibles, so try to keep it quiet on that side of the building. But anyways, let me pray, and then we'll be done. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you for this day, God. Just thank you for this ministry, God. Thank you for the opportunity to go through and talk about the things that are going on and the things that are coming up. God, I do just thank you for the students that are involved in our ministry, God, those that are here and those that are not here. God, I just thank you for allowing us to minister to them. I thank you for the parents just being part of what we do and being helpful with the things that we're doing. And God, I do just pray for all these things that we talked about coming up this summer. God, we've got a lot of big events coming up and a lot of things going on. And God, I do just pray that you would just help us to grow as a ministry. God, we want to grow in numbers because we can impact more people, but God, ultimately we want to see the people that we have here grow in their personal lives with you. And so God, I pray that that's happening. I pray that you would help us to be just good ministers of the word of God to those that we're interacting with. And God, I just thank you for this church that allows us to do the things that we do and have a place to do them. And so God, I just ask your blessing on the upcoming service today, and God, those that are on their way to church right now, I pray you get everybody here safely. And God, as your word goes forth, I pray that our lives will be impacted and changed. And so just thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.